this hour. We're talking a lot of Christmas memories, Arizona traditions, Arizona history. If you've got a special comment or something that you'd like to share with the broadcast, that's one more way you can participate and communicate.
You know what we found out last week?
411-923.
A lot of people like to text. Man, that exploded. That was so much fun to know everybody was out there and wanting to participate and had things to say. They sent us questions. They sent us comments. They thanked us for the show. So it was that was just a ton of fun for us.
You have your traditional, your original texting limits of 120 characters. So try and keep it limited.
And no pictures, unfortunately.
We can't see pictures. All we see is the file name.
11897654432. But if you have a little later, if you have a landscaping or home improvement question and you want to send a picture, just you can send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com and we'll get that right away as well.
Absolutely.
We're on it. You can get to us this morning.
And the one thing about texting, though, there's so many, and it's only during our program that we're seeing those. You're not guaranteed that you'll get your question answered live on air. But call-ins, whether you make it on air or not, you'll still get your question that day, today.
But if you put it in an interesting way, your chances are better, right?
So 411-923, you can text in. Prescott is the county seat for Yavapai County, which, if I remember right, is the third largest in the state.
Third largest county?
Yeah, which isn't critical. But it covers a lot of towns. You probably don't realize it. It comes all the way. It encroaches Maricopa pretty good. There's parts of Peoria and Wickenburg that fall into Yavapai County.
That'd be interesting being in Wickenburg, not knowing which county you're in, huh?
Well, it'd be a pain to be on the very north end, right by the Chevron Jack in a Box station, and get a speeding ticket and have to drive all the way up to Prescott to take care of it.
That's right. That's right. The whole county, though, has 211,000 people. That was in 2010. It's probably a little more by now. So it's big. It's originally settled by the Yavapai people, and it covers 8,000 square miles, and 4.4 square miles of that is water.
Which is really nice when you think about population density. That's not a very dense population. Well, for that many kind of square miles for 200,000 people.
I like it that way, but do you know
me
what?
Me too.
So they actually got dinged for that, though, in the national poll for sprawl. Prescott, or actually Yavapai County, counts as number four in population sprawl. That means that you don't have complete immediate access to shopping and groceries and gas and all that kind of stuff. So you want to hear some of the other cities, though, that are that way? And actually the reason they earned that was Prescott earned that title is because it's quad cities. We're incorporated. So it's Dewey, Humboldt, Prescott Valley. So number four in the country for sprawl. And they're up right up there with Nashville. Beautiful place.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Baton Rouge, one of our favorite places. Greenville, North Carolina. Clarksdale, Kentucky. And Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia?
Mm-hmm. That surprised me, too.
Because that's, I think...
That's a big city.
Depending on whether you consider Houston part of the South or not, Texas... Which I don't know why you wouldn't. You know, that's the second biggest city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of sprawl too. But the antithesis
Texas can consider itself part of the South sometimes, but a lot of people in the South, you know, Louisiana, Arkansas, you know,
Texas is all its own.
Is its own country.
They're
over
big enough
here.
To be their own. But the two least amount of sprawl. Guess what that might be? Two cities the least amount of sprawl in the United States.
Probably the ones that have no room to grow.
That's right. So it'd be New York. In San Francisco. So give me sprawl any day. I love it out here. The West, wide open West.
Well, why would you come out?
Out West to be crowded?
Right. I don't get that at all. You, another funny thing that cracks me up when people come is when they complain about the rain or the cold weather. I came out here to get away with it. It happens three times a year. Get over it.
Well,
are you so inconvenienced? You
know, that's on the valley floor. Prescott area actually has all four seasons, but they're mild seasons. It's no matter what time of year you'd like to come up from, if you're in the Prescott area, it's just a great place to have a cabin or rent a cabin. A bit cooler in the summer, the evenings especially. And in the winter, you can get a little bit of that like Christmas spirit, like we were talking about, with a little bit of snow and good crisp morning. I love getting up this morning, walking out and getting that little brisk. It wasn't windy, just crisp. Lovely.
Yes, it was. And there's a couple of the places that are really interesting to visit if you're looking for your own staycation and you're looking for something close with Four Seasons. That's one of the great things about Arizona is how close or how short of a drive you can get to higher elevation, mm-hmm. to a different climate, to a different temperature. If you're cold and you're looking to get warm,
go south.
Which is funny. Clay, our manager. Clay Clawson, one of the general managers of Calf Country out of Flagstaff. You know, he talks. That's all we do in the wintertime is we spend it down in Phoenix mm-hmm. on the weekends because we don't want to be dealing with the snow. But in Yavapai County, you wouldn't think it, but Cornville?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Cornville?
Mm-hmm. I've driven past the sign.
Past the sign. Have you driven through the town?
I don't think I have.
That's a neat one, but the best way to get there is by train, which starts in Camp Verde.
Mm.
The Verde River train, have you ever taken that one?
Dad and I have done that and saw eagles nesting on the side. It's a wonderful trip.
That's one Zeta and I are going to take Remy on here in the next year or two when he gets a little older. He loves his trains, and that's I think you have to be tall enough to see out the window to,
yeah.
to take in the full appreciation of it. A couple other ones. Oak Creek. Sedona gets a lot of the coverage. You always hear about Sedona. Well, right outside of Sedona is Oak Creek, which is a pretty quiet little community. But if you are retired and you like to golf, that's actually a nice little place for you to visit.
They'll Slide Rock in the summer as well. It's pretty crowded that time of year.
Wilhoit, not really a destination place. You drive through it if you come through 89 up the back way.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't. I don't think there's anything in Wilhoit to stop and see. But it starts on coming out of People's Valley. So to stop and look back, you get a nice, nice view of the hills there.
We have taken the horses out there. There's a lot of good open country.
And this list actually has population numbers. And Ash Fork, I did not realize that the Flagstone capital of the world only had a population of 396.
Wow. That's tiny.
That's tiny. And when you drive through it, it does not feel that small. And there's just one Flagstone quarry after the next, and the train yard comes right by there. You can see where they just load their Flagstone and go, only 400 people. I thought that was an interesting number. So what that tells me is a lot of the workers are probably coming over from Williams or from Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual residents there are small, but it's a great county, a great great place to see antelope. When Amanda and I went on our honeymoon, all of the places we stayed were in Yavapai County. It wasn't planned that way, and I didn't even realize it until I was looking at this list. But the first night we stayed in Jerome,
a hoot.
Yavapai County.
Mm-hmm.
Then we stayed at the Hacienda the next two nights here in Prescott, and then we drove home. I mean, our entire honeymoon was in Yavapai County. We were coming from Jerome into Prescott over Mingus Mountain, which is a long drive. And we were just talking about the wildlife and the scenery. She said, you know, I've never seen an antelope. I said, well, it might be a pretty good oak right there. I mean, as she said that, they were off to the south side of us.
That brings up the point. Do you know that 75% of the land in Yavapai County is public land?
Nice.
And only 25% privately owned. And I don't think you can appreciate that if you've grown up here as much as if you've come from, like, the south, where, 95% of the land is private. And to be able to get out and walk around.
You have to have a lease. You have to have special permission.
And here, you know, you get yourself a trail guide. You can go all over the state and see and just get out of your car, you know, park and go for a walkabout or a ride or whatever that you like to do. It's fun.
Be prepared.
Yes, my Boy Scout.
Don't.
I'm an Eagle Scout.
Don't just venture off if you're not familiar with the terrain. I'm all about the adventure, mm-hmm. but you have to know what you're doing. Don't.
That's a good caution. Always
don't
have
cost
water.
Yourself $100,000 in a search rescue party because you have to pay for that now.
Yeah. Yeah, know what you're doing. It is nice and wide open. You can usually know at least what direction you're going in, but do go prepared.
But if you'd like to sign up for a staycation, rosieonthehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E, onthehouse.com is the only place you can sign up to win. Right on the home page, you'll see the Ford Sanderson Ford truck right there on the right side. Click on it, fill out your information, and once a month we draw a winner.
Mm-hmm.
The winner gets to drive to Sanderson Ford. on a Friday or Thursday. You know,
they're pretty flexible.
We are. And you get to pick out any vehicle that's in their test lot. And they've always keep the newest and upcoming models in the test lot. So pick out any available vehicle on the test lot. Go to any destination point in Arizona. Stay at a local venue. Spring Hill Suites in Prescott is our destination choice. It's, as Jennifer mentioned earlier, it's only about two blocks off the square, which for people like us that aren't night owls, you can come enjoy dining and music and then get home and not have to worry at your hotel room about the noise factor. Spend your weekend. You get a gas card when you get there. You get a little gift bag. We'll be waiting for you when you get there. We usually fill by Soretta Candy Company.
Or Coyote Oaties. That's the next one coming up, is getting Coyote Oaties because they're taking their kids with them. And those are great, soft, wonderful cookies made right in Glendale.
Owned by a mother-daughter combo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a cute little shop there right there in the heart of downtown Glendale. So would we cover them all? Yeah.
So sign up and we select you. There's no limit on how many times you can enter, but you can only win once a year. And I don't think we've had any repeat winners yet.
I don't think so.
That's a good thing, because everyone should be able to enjoy it. Maybe we should put a limit on a repeat winner.
And you get 6 months to decide where you're going, because we know it's a big deal to carve out that kind of time and organize all that. And that gives us time to find a partner, a place for you to stay that you really want to stay.
That's all at ROSIE, that's Rosie on the house.com.